Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And this morning in the studio we have got Kate Godfrey, who is a PhD student in the Medical Health School at the University of Auckland. Kia ora Kate, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you for coming in this morning. We're talking about some really interesting research that you've been doing into something called transcranial magnetic stimulation as a treatment for depression. What does that mean, Kate?
So there's a certain type of brain stimulation called a repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation. In simple terms, that's sort of just a magnetic field that is placed over the brain, and it can non-invasively activate the underlying regions of the brain. By repetitively stimulating using this method, we have found that it's an effective treatment for depression.
Oh, wow. Okay. So hang on, how does this work? So do people have to wear some sort of a hat or a helmet or something?
It's,
or what's it look like?
Tin foil. No tin foil, no hat. It's a coil that's about sort of the size of two hands, maybe.
Yeah.
And that's just sort of placed on top of the head.
Wow.
And then held there with sort of a mechanical arm held in place.
So you say it stimulates the
underlying tissue. So,
okay.
So the region of the brain that's underlying that where you place the coil.
Okay, so how did people, I guess, get into this area of research? Because this is a really fascinating way of treating depression. What sort of led people and yourself, I guess, into this kind of field of looking at this as a way to work with this illness?
So it started in about the early 2000s as a treatment for depression. Before that, it was just sort of used as a research tool. So it's quite interesting to be able to non-invasively activate regions of the brain.
Totally.
A good example of its use is in the motor cortex. So you can use it to stimulate the motor cortex and then you get muscle movement as a result. So that was sort of the basis of most of the research using it. And then they developed this repetitive protocol and found that in healthy people it improved their mood. That has since kind of been shown to not be the case,
right?
But they were already rolling with the depression studies and that actually worked. So it was sort of a bit serendipitous that they discovered it, as most things are. But yeah.
And so how did you come to be interested in this sort of research?
So I'm really interested in mental health research and trying to improve sort of options for mental health treatment, especially in New Zealand. So there was sort of an identified gap in New Zealand mental health services between the first line antidepressants and then in really severe cases, people sort of would go to ECT or inpatient care. But there are people sort of in the middle where they don't respond to these antidepressants, but they're not in an inpatient care facility. Or quite at that level. So it was a good sort of treatment option for those people being offered internationally, but it wasn't being offered here to the same degree. So we wanted to do sort of a feasibility study to see, you know, can it be done here? What's the effective rate of response? And so on. And then also we looked at the sort of changes in the brain before and after treatment to try and see how is it working, as some research questions there.
And how does it work? Because what are some of the, I guess, benefits that you've seen of this method?
We treated 44 people and I got to see sort of both ends of response. So some people don't respond, like a lot of treatments, but I got to see some really dramatic responses as well at the same time. So people that have not responded to so many different types of antidepressants, quite severely depressed. We had quite a severe population. We saw some amazing response rates, people able to sort of go back to work or leave inpatient care. So that was great to see. In terms of how it works, we're still not entirely sure. Some of the stuff that I looked at was the sort of resting state of the brain before and after. And we did find that some of that sort of network connectivity was decreasing after this treatment, and that was related to the response. So it's a potential sort of changing in the way that the brain is activating these resting state networks, shifting away from sort of that sort of depression ruminating state potentially that could be a way that it's eliciting that response.
So what are you hoping, I guess, with this research we see here in New Zealand? Are you hoping for, I guess, treatment centres, or what's kind of the goal of your research?
The goal would be to just have it more available.
Yeah.
I think at the moment it's sort of restricted to a private healthcare setting, which is fine, but it does restrict it to only people who can afford it.
Mm.
Ideally, we would want it to be in DHBs, potentially offered in inpatient mental health units or outpatient mental health units, just as another service provided. So it's usually provided by psychiatrists, administered by a nurse. But yeah, it's sort of hopefully can be more accessible to more people. That would be the goal, and just increasing awareness, because a lot of practitioners don't even really know about its like potential benefits. So yeah,
it sounds like a fascinating area of research. What are you personally doing next in your research journey? Are you nearing the end of the PhD? What's the stage you're at?
So I submitted at the end of last year.
Awesome. Nice. Congrats.
So that's been good. I'm now writing up papers to sort of distribute what we found. We do already have a publication out that looks at like our response rates and everything like that. So I've been doing a bit of work sort of presenting that to various psychiatrists around the country, trying to raise awareness. I'm now sort of looking to go overseas, continue researching.
It sounds like such a fascinating and as you say, understudied part of the mental health sector. So good luck with the rest of your research, and thank you for telling us all about it today.
Thank you.
Transcranial magnetic stimulation. Mm-hmm. Three words I've never put together in a sentence. The more you know, eh? Hey, thank you, Kate. Lovely to have you in the studio.
No worries.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
And